Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Officials are warning that this Thanksgiving will be one of the busiest travel seasons ever. More than 54 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles. That's almost 5% more than last year, according to new projections by AAA. About 48.5 million will make a road trip. In some cities, trips will take up to four times longer than usual. Early evenings are the worst time to drive, usually 4 to 6 p.m. or 5 to 7 p.m. But it's not just roads that will be filled. The TSA expects more than 25 million Thanksgiving flyers. About 2.6 million people will fly the Friday and Wednesday before the holiday. The agency says some of the most common questions sent to its social media team are about Thanksgiving foods. Solid foods like turkey, stuffing, and pie are safe to pack in carry-ons, but gravy, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce are spreadable, so they follow rules for liquids. Containers over 3.4 ounces have to be put in checked bags. Following those rules will keep flyers from showing up to dinner empty-handed or going home without leftovers. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Lauren Simonetti. Lauren, the way we shop for a holiday staple could be changing.
That's right, Kristen. If you need a place to put those Christmas gifts, Amazon can help with that too. The online giant is now selling full-size fresh Christmas trees for delivery. They come wrapped in a box and twine and range between $20 and $110. Prime customers can expect their trees between 3 and 7 business days based on location. Speaking of Christmas, get this, nearly a quarter of shoppers plan to re-gift their presents to help save money this holiday season. According to the study, 13% will boycott gift-giving altogether. Spending is still expected to surpass $1 trillion this holiday season. And Michelle Obama's new book could be a top gift this year. According to Barnes & Noble, the former First Lady's memoir, Becoming, is the fastest-selling book of 2018 after its release last week, according to its publisher. The book sold 725,000 copies on its first day alone.
Which book was number one before this?
Well, Becoming replaced Bob Woodward's Fear. That was a controversial inside look at President Trump's administration.
Good to know. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, time now for our New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, a group of Columbia students are proving the only thing harder than writing a good poem is writing a bad one.
They're poets and they don't even know it. Ooh. So they're actually rewarding students for bad poems. It's been going on for a number of years. They have judges and they sit there and they figure out which is the worst. There is the best of the bad of that competition. His name is Dylan Temple and he won for this poem, A Story of Unrequited Love in 5 Haikus. Now, he uses a haiku to compare love to a rotten orange.
Oh, no.
How romantic.
Now, that's bad.
It's a lot of fun. I don't think that they win anything. But, you know, even one of the most famous poets, Bob Dylan, said, I'm a poet, and I hope I don't blow it.
Now, that is good poetry right there. Rosanna, someone who is being honored for the right reason, Notorious B.I.G.,
you know, some people think he is probably the greatest rapper of our generation.
Yeah.
He was born in Brooklyn, and his hometown of Brooklyn now wants to do something in his honor. Christopher Wallace Way. It's taken about 20 years to get it through the city council. The mayor still has to basically approve it. But basically, that neighborhood has changed. It's Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy, where Biggie's old apartment is going now for, like, I think $725,000. There's other monuments. They call him the King of Brooklyn in that neighborhood. But with, like I said, we're still waiting for the mayor of New York City to sign on the dotted line. Hopefully that'll happen before May 21st, Biggie's actual birthday.
And now I know there is a little bit of pushback, people saying his lyrics weren't the most family friendly.
No, not the most family-friendly lyrics, but if you listen to More Money, More Problems,
yeah,
he does. He definitely hits the nail on the head with that. That's our New York Minute.
Always great to see you, Rosanna. Thank you. And some more headlines for you. Nearly 50 tons of ground beef is being recalled due to possible E. coli contamination. The recall comes from the Swift Beef Company, which is part of JBS USA, the world's largest meat processor. The potentially contaminated beef was shipped to retailers in California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. And Snoop Dogg got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week and only had himself to thank.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work.
He went on and on, but of course, he also thanked his fans, family, and friends like Dr. Dre, Warren G, and Quincy Jones. And finally, how long does it take to microwave a 25-pound turkey? This ridiculous question has parents freaking out, but it's just the turkey challenge prank, and it's gone viral. This mom threatens to call the police after repeatedly telling her daughter it can't be done. This mom is concerned everyone will get salmonella, and this dad jokes, Lord, didn't I teach you anything? But what I'm wondering, how would you even fit a 25-pound turkey in the microwave? Let's move on. The most popular reason for visiting YouTube probably isn't what you think. 51% of people on the video platform use it to learn how to do things. That's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center. That includes more than a third of American adults, counting people who don't go to the site all the time. You can type in the words how to in the search bar and see what they're looking for, like how to tie a tie, how to solve a Rubik's Cube, or how to get the galaxy skin in Fortnite. 28% say they're just there to pass the time. Yes, that means cat videos. 19% use the site to research an upcoming purchase. Another 19% use it to help them understand world events. The site reportedly has over 135 million how-to videos. It's also announced plans to spend about $20 million on educational content. Some people say YouTube is the first place they go when they want to learn something. Now let's go to our friend Headcrack at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear Hailey Baldwin made a big change on Instagram.
That's right, Kristen. Some might say it's not official until it's on the gram. Well, Hailey Baldwin has finally taken Justin Bieber's last name on Instagram. This name change comes about 2 months after the couple tied the knot in New York City at a courthouse. And it's reported that the whole Instagram name change was all Justin's doing when he reached out to the platform to ask about updating her account. It's good to see Haley's becoming a true believer. And finally, when parents have a child, they tend to give the baby a nickname or two. Gabrielle Union recently posted a photo of her and her new bundle of joy, Kavia James Union Wade. She shared that her daughter has 102 nicknames, including but not limited to Kavi, Jamie, and KJ. I'm just happy that she finally gets to experience motherhood. Congrats to the Wades. On that note, I'm out. That's today's dish. Until next time.
So happy for them. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And stay with us. Still ahead, how much coffee you drink may depend on your genes. And we have tips for keeping Friendsgiving fun. Thanksgiving is almost here, and I don't know about you, but the leftovers are definitely one of my favorite parts. And we're in luck. Hollywood chef Paul McCullough is back to teach us a few things we can make with leftovers. So, Chef Paul, welcome back.
Hey, nice to see you.
So, turkey sandwiches are always the go-to after Thanksgiving. Are they boring?
How about some fun and creative ideas so those leftovers don't go to waste?
Okay, what do you got for us?
You've heard of chicken and waffles?
Yes, love.
Well, how about turkey and waffles? So you take your stuffing mix and you press it into the waffle maker. You make a crispy and savory waffle, then put your turkey and cranberry sauce, little maple syrup.
Wah! Oh my gosh, my mind is blown. I never thought of stuffing in the waffle maker. Yeah. That would be so delicious.
It's great.
That's
it's easy
exciting.
Too.
Okay, what about sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes are my absolute favorite. I look forward to them every single
day. I love sweet potatoes too, one of my favorites. But have you done a sweet potato facial?
No.
Mash your sweet potato, mix it with some honey, and spread it all over your skin.
And then you'll be going like, you'll be doing a little.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a snack and do a facial at the same time, which is good. And the honey actually is a humectant, so it pulls the moisture into your skin, and those sweet potatoes have a lot of antioxidants.
Those are some great benefits. Any other fun ideas?
You've got a pumpkin pie in the fridge. The crust has sort of gone soft. Scrape out the pumpkin, put it in the blender with some milk and ice cream, a little whipped cream, finishes you off.
I love that so much. You have so many great ideas. Thank you for coming in.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too. All right, now let's go to the New York Post, where Heather Hausworth has one of today's top stories. Heather, everyone loves the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So why are some people worried?
Well, Kristen, the forecast for this year's Thanksgiving Day Parade kind of blows. We're expecting frigid temperatures and very strong winds. We're talking negative 20 degrees, which would be the coldest temperature in 20 years.
So will the parade go on as planned?
It could be pretty disruptive for those character balloons we all know and love. Charlie Brown, the Grinch, SpongeBob. According to a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade spokesman, if the winds exceed 23 miles per hour, you can consider those guys grounded. This would be the first time that's happened since 1971.
Well, we hope to see them in the air come Thursday. Thanks, Heather. All right, there's nothing quite like that new car smell. But it turns out Ford disagrees and they want to get rid of it. The car manufacturing giant has purchased a patent on an odor removal process that would eliminate that new car smell after a vehicle is purchased. A senior director at J.D. Power says unpleasant interior smell and odor remains the top industry problem in that market. To put that in context, it is nearly double the problem rate of the second most prevalent problem, excessive fuel consumption. There are tons of products on the market that actually give you that new car smell. So why is Ford getting rid of it? Well, their biggest market is China. And according to years of research, buyers in China find the new car smell unpleasant. A Ford spokesperson says there are no specific plans yet to eliminate the new car smell, and they're just toying with the idea for now. Well, it seems like the whole country is getting in on the Drip Chronicles. But one of our top 30 contributors has been within an umbrella's distance of the drip all along. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now with more. Hi, Paige.
Oh, yes, I have, Kristen. And that is because the dude behind the drip is none other than our morning meteorologist, the one and only Nick Koser. Now, Nick didn't start this watershed movement, but he, like the rest of the world, couldn't help but notice Cam Newton's fashion statements. And when Cam started hashtagging his posts with the now legendary hashtag Drip Chronicles, Nick started making it rain repeat looks. His imitation pics have now gone viral, and with a lot of fans eagerly awaiting Cam's latest look to drop just now to see how close Nick can get to QB1's fashion forecast. Now, Nick is a scientist. He is working under more than just meteorological pressure at this point, so he won't give us all his secrets, but I can tell you, duct tape and goodwill are his new best friends, and his latest 7-day calls for a little bit of sunshine, but also expect a double drip.
Those looks are incredible. I love it, rain or shine. Thanks, Paige. All right, the Oreo is the best-selling cookie in the world. It's been a staple in American pantries since 1912, and it's pretty amazing this 106-year-old cookie has maintained its popularity for so long. But it turns out there are some surprising things you might have never known about the classic cream-filled sandwich cookie. For example, it's not even the original. Hydrox cookies hit store shelves 4 years earlier than Oreos in 1908. So while you might have always thought Hydrox were an Oreo knockoff, turns out it's the other way around. Another thing you might not know, Oreos are technically vegan. No one would think of Oreos as healthy, but if you have certain dietary restrictions, Oreos can be a tasty, safe treat. They are dairy-free, egg-free, nut-free, and kosher. However, the company does warn the cookies may come into trace contact with milk during production, so be cautious. And lastly, Double Stuffed Oreos debuted in 1974 and promised double the amount of cream filling. But in reality, they are only 1.86 times bigger than regular Oreos, meaning customers are missing out on that 14% more of delicious filling. But one thing's for sure, Oreos will keep dunking into our hearts for many years to come. There are so many things to keep track of when it comes to putting together the perfect Thanksgiving meal. So we have Cindy Sadik with us here today to give us one less thing to worry about, and that, my friend, is our wardrobe. Never have to worry about our wardrobe when Sydney's here. So I'm gonna admit, I go comfy on Thanksgiving. I don't put a lot of effort.
You know, you want to be comfortable. You're feasting, you're hanging out with your loved ones, but at the end of the day, you want to look really chic, and you don't want to have to always invest in that new outfit.
Right.
So I have some really easy options for you. So first up, I love a pleated skirt. Mm. Pleated skirts are really classic, they're polished, but what's great about them for Thanksgiving is that many of them come with an elastic waist. So you don't have to feel like while you're eating that you have to unbutton your pants, right?
Yes,
so that's
it happens.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. That's so creative. What would you pair a pleated skirt with?
So first of all, I would really go for a jewel tone skirt, a rich green, a rich burgundy, and then pair it back to a really great sweater. I love cutout sweaters. It's a little sexier. You're showing a little bit of skin, but it's not too much.
Okay.
Right around the shoulder. That's always a really flattering place for women of all ages and any body type. Really easy.
I love that. I love it. Okay, so what else do you have?
So next up, I love a great turtleneck dress. For me, this is a great option for the woman who's cooking in the kitchen. She's moving around. She really needs to put up her sleeves and just get done what she needs to do. This is great. If you're worried about being too warm in the sweater dress.
Yeah, I was, because my kitchen heats up a little bit.
Right, that's always a big problem. But many of these dresses are in thin fabrics, so you don't have to worry about it. It's super easy. And if you go for a more neutral hue, really have fun with the accessories. A really great glitter or velvet booty, and then that statement earring just to top everything else.
Fashion seems so simple when you're here. Every time
I talk to you,
I'm like, I can do this.
Because it is. It really is. As long as you just have the vision.
Okay, thank you so much for being here. Now moving right along, if you feel like you might be a coffee addict, no worries. There's a lot of reasons why you may drink it a lot. Maybe Starbucks is close to your place. Maybe you have the most stressful job. Maybe you're a parent running on empty after just one morning with the kiddos. But maybe there's someone else to blame, your parents. Researchers from Northwestern University concluded that how much coffee we drink actually depends on genetics. The researchers did this by looking at the connection between our perception of coffee's bitterness versus how much we drink it. The article featured in Bustle talks about how much coffee you drink correlating to your genetically influenced sensitivity to its bitterness. But the weird part is that the more sensitive you are to the bitterness, the more likely you are to drink. Northwestern's Dr. Marilyn Cornelis told The Guardian that this is learned behavior because if we perceive caffeine as good and energizing, we're more likely to seek it out. The weirder thing is that bitterness is actually supposed to make us shy away. We have the taste to prevent us from consuming whatever it is that we perceive as bitter. But with coffee, it's a whole different ballgame. So next time your colleagues see you heading for that fifth cup, you can blame it all on mom and dad. Well, with Thanksgiving rapidly approaching, everyone is scrambling to put together their plans for their favorite family get-together. But if you're one of the many taking part in the new Friendsgiving trend, you've got a lot on your plate, especially when you throw kids into the mix. So we have Parents Magazine Editor-in-Chief Liz Vaccarello here to share some tips for keeping the occasion fun for everyone.
Thanks, Kristen. Friendsgiving is a relatively new tradition between chosen families, and many young parents want to keep the tradition going, even once their friend circle is having kids. If your Friendsgiving will have kids this year, just know you may need to sit down way earlier, like 5 versus 8, and the meal may not be the all-nighter it used to be. But embrace the chaos. There may be a little less grown-up talk and more chasing babies, but I promise it'll still be a blast.
Okay, what are some other easy things we can do to make it family friendly?
Ask guests to bring a new game or activity to keep babies or toddlers occupied and integrate the older kids into the event by asking them to write out the menu or set the table. The fun thing about Friendsgiving is that it can be whatever you want it to be.
As usual, this is amazing. Thanks, Liz, and happy Thanksgiving. Okay, moving on. Essential oil diffusers can be great for both your physical and mental health, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a Pure Daily Care Aromatherapy Diffuser at a special 83% discount. This 2-in-1 ultrasonic aromatherapy diffuser and humidifier is so therapeutic. It comes with a set of 6 essential oils, including peppermint, lavender, lemongrass, eucalyptus, sweet orange, and tea tree. There are 4 timer settings, 7 ambient light settings, and 2 intensity levels. The whisper quiet sound is powered by an AC adapter, and there's an auto shutoff function for safety. The Pure Daily Care Aromatherapy Diffuser retails for as much as $199. But today you can buy it for just $34. That's an 83% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. The original Rocky films inspired Oscar-nominated hit songs like Gonna Fly Now and Eye of the Tiger. Well, now, years later, the series' latest installment is looking to capture the same magic. With more, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So, Mike, I can't wait to see Creed 2, and I hear this new soundtrack is a knockout.
Yes, Mike Will made it, executive produced this whole thing, and he's the genius behind hits like We Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus or Humble by Kendrick Lamar. And speaking of Kendrick, he appears on the soundtrack along with Nicki Minaj, Pharrell, Nas, Lil Wayne, and that's just to name a few. But Mike's mission with this soundtrack was kind of to bring back the excitement people used to have about movie soundtracks, like think of Bullworth or Nutty Professor. And I think he was able to capture that same hype with Creed 2.
But Creed 2 isn't the only soundtrack grabbing headlines, right? What is this about glitter?
Yeah, so you're not going to believe this. Mariah Carey, her album Glitter, hit number 1 on iTunes 17 years after the movie came out. This hashtag Justice for Glitter started trending on Twitter, and then the next thing you know, her fans got the album to number 1 on iTunes. I got to tell you, I'm kind of happy about this because nobody's going to argue with you when you say the movie was terrible, but the soundtrack was actually really good, and I'm glad I now know I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Well, you're definitely not alone. Thanks, Mike. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Airline baggage fees are on the rise, but it's possible to get around paying, and we'll tell you how. Plus, expert advice on how to get the most out of Black Friday and why America's pets have never been more pampered. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.